This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 9 of the 21 Days of Gratitude here on Grace Enough Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Cullum, and today we are exploring the value of thanking God for the people in our lives and the incredible joys, gifts, and personalities they bring to the family of God. We'll be drawing examples from the life of the Apostle Paul, who opens 9 of his 13 letters by giving thanks for the recipients. The act of expressing gratitude to God for the people in our lives is a beautiful way to reorient our minds on the many blessings we often take for granted. And it's an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the image of God that we share with all humanity. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul writes in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints." Paul repeatedly expresses gratitude for the people who have not only touched his life, but who have been partners in the message and hope of Jesus. He understood the value of community and the unique personalities and gifts that each person brings to the body of Christ. As we read Paul's letters, what were some of the things about the recipients that we see he thanked God for? Well, in Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 that I just read, we see that he thanked God for their faith in Jesus and their love for all the saints. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4, he thanks God for the grace that he gave the Corinthians through Jesus. And, you know, isn't that true? Sometimes it is being grateful that God is at work in the lives of his people, even if we can't see it, because we can trust that if we are praying for them, that God is working, and we may not get to see the outcome of that work on this side of heaven. But we can be grateful for that our Father is a God who is working to the good of those who love him. In Ephesians 1:15, Paul thanks God for their faith and love for the saints. So we see Paul express similar thanks to God for the Ephesians' faith and their love for the saints that we see in Colossians. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, Paul thanks God for their partnership in the gospel and God's good work in them. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul thanks God for their growing faith, their labor of love, and steadfast hope in Jesus. And then we witness Paul's friendship with an individual in the letters that he writes to Timothy. He simply remembers Timothy fondly before God. He thanks God for their mutual affection for the Lord, their affection for one another, and the family of God. This one really causes me to reflect on the friends in my life who I share that mutual affection of the Lord with, who I share that mutual affection just for one another and the friendship we share and for the family of God. People like my friends Allison McCoy, Sarah Vickers, Lindsay Hale, Amanda Reese, Sarah Coates, Kara McClendon, my college roommates. So many names come to mind as I reflect back on the last 44 years of my life, on people who I either have mutual affection just for our friendship and what it meant during that time, or all three of those things, that we share a mutual affection for the Lord Jesus, We enjoy and appreciate one another, and we have an affection for the family of God. So what can we take away from Paul's example? Let's make it a habit to thank God and Jesus for the people in our lives. It's an acknowledgement of His grace and a reminder of the richness of the family of God. And so today's practice comes out of the writings of Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 18. It focuses in on thanking God for the various types of people in our lives. This practice can be found in week 1, day 3 of the 4-week gratitude practice. You can download it for free at graceenoughpodcast.com/free-gratitude-practice. 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 18 says, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strives to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And while we're not members of the Church of Thessalonica, we are members of God's family. And so, brothers and sisters, take a moment. Again, if you're walking or driving in your car, just go along with me and in your mind, say these things out loud. If you're in a place where you have the gratitude practice printed out and are able to write along with me, go to week 1, day 3, and let's do this practice together. Who in your life, 1 to 3 people, who in your life works hard among you that you can thank God for? Thank God for 1 to 3 people who care for you in the Lord. Now think in your mind of 1 to 3 people who admonish or advise you, and thank God for them. Who in your life is idle and disruptive? Will you go against your very flesh and give thanks to God for them and pray for them? Who are people in your life that you can encourage? Thank God for them and make a note of a way that you can actively encourage them. Maybe it's a text message. Maybe it's a letter. Maybe it's simply dropping off a meal, taking their kid to practice. Thank God for those people. And then who among you is weak? Thank God for those people. There's a lot of ways we can view or define the word weak, so I'm going to leave that up to you. But whoever comes to your mind, just give God thanks for them, for the image that they bear. God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are a perfect example of unity and love in three persons. And God, you've poured that out on us. Give us eyes to see your image in all people. Lord Jesus, help us to see the various types of people in your family who need encouragement, who have encouraged us. And as we remember those people, we lift them up to you. We thank you for them. And we ask, God, for your love and your mercy and your grace and your wisdom to infuse every area of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This episode was brought to you in part by the Compelled Podcast, which uses gripping, immersive storytelling to bring Christian testimonies to life. Listen to missionaries, addicts, martyrs, and more who have seen Jesus at work in unbelievable ways. Listen on your podcast app or compelledpodcast.com.